Hi, and welcome to Small Business Matters, a podcast service of Brumlow & Company, certified public accountants and small business consultants, and dedicated to helping all things in small business, because small business matters. I'm Chris Brumlow, I'm your host, and today's episode, we're going to focus on network marketing and best tips, practices, share some ideas about getting out there in your community, connecting with people that can either help promote you and your business or that need your business and services and products. So if you're comfortable with network marketing or uncomfortable doing it, here is a podcast dedicated to you. Network marketing, up after the break. So today's show, we are dedicating to networking and the marketing that has to happen around networking. So if you're not familiar with networking in business, it is about interacting with people and engaging them for a mutual benefit. And I think that's probably one of the most important part of the phrase, a mutual benefit. It can help you establish a new business. It can help you spur growth to an existing one. And you can use network and network marketing as a tool for finding investors, new customers, staff, and suppliers, critical business partners, and a way that you can connect with the various groups and people that you need to have your small business survive. So, okay, how many times have you gone into a networking event and come away with the feeling that that was a waste of time? Why? What happened in there? Have you seen the networker that comes into a meeting like that and they are totally focused on selling the person in front of them? They care about their own interest above yours? I think one of the best ways that you realize that networking in business can be valuable is when you're looking for mutual relationships and mutual beneficial relationships, and realize that it's not a one-time event, but it is a ongoing curation of a relationship where you give more than you get to start with, and then those relationships become reciprocal. Three words: know, like, and trust. Those are critical for a successful strategy in networking for your business. Networking at its core is about relationship building. It's building a mutual beneficial relationship and connection with someone for business reasons. Sounds a lot like selling, and successful salespeople know that. Mutual beneficial gains are the key to long-term success. Today, we're going to talk with someone I am very high on, Sheila Brumlow. Sheila is the marketing director for Brumlow & Company, certified public accountants. And Sheila's background is in marketing and communication and has a great handle on what it takes to be a successful networker for business. So after the break, we're going to have Sheila Brumlow. All right, we're back. And as promised, we're going to delve into networking for business. And I am so pleased here to have with me Sheila Brumlow. Kind of fond of her. Sheila is the marketing director for Brumlow & Company. Sheila's got a background in advertising and communication, small business owner, and a degree of communications from Florida State. Hey, go Noles! So with that, I'm going to turn this episode over to Sheila Brumlow. Sheila!
Hello, it's Sheila Brumlow, and we're going to be talking about networking. Specifically on this segment, I want to talk about networking events. And a networking event would be something like a Chamber of Commerce event where you have a ribbon cutting or business after hours or some type of chamber workshop. And it's a great way to meet a lot of people in a very short amount of time. And it's not like a formal membership where you have a weekly meeting, that kind of thing. That would be more like a networking group. So let's just focus on the networking event right now. The most important thing about a networking event is when you go in, you need to be prepared, because there'll be a lot of people to greet and meet. So have your business cards ready. Have a pen so you can make some notes on the back of business cards, the people you meet. Make sure you do that, because once you get back to the office the next day, it's going to be tough to remember who said what and specific things you talked about. And another thing is to make sure you have great energy when you walk in the room. People sense that. Have great eye contact. When you shake someone's hand, have a nice firm handshake, no limpy, wimpy kind of handshakes. And bring your smile. Along with your business cards, make sure you have your smile. People want to feel comfortable, be approachable when you come to a networking event. And do greet the people that you know. You'll probably see people you know, and clients and coworkers and just people from the chamber that you know. But don't get too comfy in the corner talking to all your friends and forget why you're there, to spread the word about your company and meet new people, make new contacts. Well, that's all for this segment, and we will be back. We're back. We're talking about networking events, and approaching new people. I've got three people in mind. That's a good number that I want to make contact with at this event, imagining this here. And I like name badges, because it will have your name and your company name, and it solidifies that information in the mind of the person that you're speaking with. So consider that, even if you have a logo on your shirt for your company, which is fantastic too, but having your name and the company name is always good. I like to, obviously, got to give a good firm handshake, make the great eye contact with the person, and I immediately say my name and the company name, and very brief description of either my role in the company or something about the company, and then go right into asking questions about them and their company. I'm always thinking referrals, connections. I'm like the referral queen, think all that. So I'm always wanting to connect people. I love that. And it just, you know, if you start out the conversation thinking about the other person, it's going to be a lot easier. People love to talk about themselves, and you can just get some really great information, and you're building that relationship. And if you build a relationship immediately trying to help the other person, you know, that's a good thing. I wish more people would do that. So obviously it has to be sincere and authentic, or don't do it. But if that's part of who you are, it's going to come across. And people really appreciate it. I know that, you know, I say, you know, have like three people in mind that you want to talk to. If you get too deep into a conversation, you're monopolizing their time and yours. So what I do is I tell the person, you know, I would love to continue this conversation, but I know you'd like to go meet some other people at this event. So can we book a coffee? And I pull out my phone right there and get it on the calendar. Most people these days do have their phones with them, and they have their calendar right there on the phone, so it shouldn't be a problem. Obviously, make sure you give your business card to them and they give their business card to you, and go ahead and book it if you can. And that also feels really good. It's like, wow, okay, I already have an appointment. This is awesome. And then you can go on with the event and meet other people. And who knows? You may get more than three. So that's the end of this segment. Keep in mind, your goal is to make new contacts and spread the word about your business. We'll be back. We're back. I want to talk about natural referring partners. You know, we do a lot of networking and we're always thinking, I want to get this person as a client. Well, why don't we also consider get this person to refer people to me? It's like expanding your sales force in the community and out there in the business world. So always keep your mind open to not just selling the person that you're talking with and making them a client or a customer, but think about their resources, their contacts, their client base, their customer base, and maybe they could recommend you. And you could recommend them. So we really focus a lot on referral partners and get a lot out of that. And what is a good referral? A good referral is a personal introduction, first of all. That's so important. It's not the kind of thing where, hey, I was riding by this business, I think you should approach them. That's not a referral. What I like to do is I like to introduce the people. I talk to both of the people and tell them I'm going to introduce them, and then I send an email to both of them as an introduction. That's the best way to do it. They have each other's contact information and you're good to go. Sometimes if they want to, I also include the phone number. So that's really important. Have good solid referrals if you are going to give a referral to someone. So be generous. Give referrals. We'll be back. We're back. We're talking networking groups. And a typical networking group would be like a weekly meeting or a monthly meeting where everybody gathers around maybe for a lunch or a breakfast meeting and has your infomercial, maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Everybody gives their infomercial, and you need to be ready for that. Many times the group has a timekeeper, so you want to make sure you have a good tight time. Prepare, practice, so you can be ready and not get a buzzer sound in the middle of your infomercial if they do have that timekeeper. Always start out with your name and the company name and end with your name and the company name. Have a good catchy tagline in the middle that is something memorable, so people start connecting you, your business, and your tagline. Also, make sure you're specific in your description of your company. Don't be vague. Be very specific on what you do, and even a good referral for you is another great way to something to put in your infomercial. So that's it. Good luck and practice.
Well, thank you, Sheila. Appreciate your insights into network marketing and networking for business. And I think it's really important. We talked about it at the beginning of this episode, those three things: know, like, and trust. And realize that networking for business is going to be a marathon and not a sprint. And the first step is for people to get to know you. And realize that studies have shown it takes 7 times to hear a message before it really resonates. So showing up at events and consistently showing up at events is the first key and important thing. They need to know you and know what your business is about. Like comes as they get to know you as a person and you as a business better. That usually comes with one-on-ones and working with your natural referral partners. Then comes trust, and trust is a mutual street where trust comes from giving and getting referrals. So realize that when you go down networking, you're going to make sure that you treat that as a long-term exercise. And I think another important thing that we'll dig into in a future episode is how do you create those messages, those infomercials. For example, one of the ways to do that is to create something that allows you to tell a story. And that story can be compressed for the amount of time that you have. I'll give you an example. At Brumlow & Company, we'd say that we're certified public accountants and small business consultants, and that we have three key things that we provide for our customers. One, we help you see beyond the numbers. Secondly, our experience is your best asset. And finally, we help you find balance. Now, each of those three things we can elaborate on as to why our experience is your best asset, or why we help you find balance, or how we help you see beyond the numbers. So each one of those things you can elaborate on and tell that story. And we'll dig into that in a future episode. But for now, that's all for the podcast, and we appreciate you listening. Make sure you share it, like us, follow us. And Small Business Matters is a podcast service of Brumlow & Company, certified public accountants and small business consultants. Thank you for listening. Well, that's it for Small Business Matters for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. And remember, Small Business Matters is a service of Brumlow & Company PC, certified public accountants and small business consultants. We're a full-service CPA firm providing bookkeeping, tax, audit, management consulting, and tax resolution. We specialize in small business and their owners, as well as individuals. You can reach us on the web at www.brumlowandcompany.com or call us 770-996-5440 or send us an email cpa@brumlow, that's Brumlow company.com. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.